You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. My guest is Dinesh D'Souza, author, filmmaker, and host of the weekly show, Dinesh. And I know you only had 30 minutes with us, but thank you for staying a few more minutes because you kind of got cut off there halfway through a question, or through an answer, rather. If you want to finish up your thoughts there, because we got cut off by the commercial break, then I got one more question about how this relates to American domestic politics. But was there anything you wanted to say there before we got cut off?
Yeah, although the United States has a lot of oil and a lot of natural gas, and one of the paradoxical effects of shutting down the Strait of Hormuz and blocking oil traffic in that region is lots of other people who are buying oil from the Middle East are now dependent on buying oil from either Venezuela or from us. And actually, Venezuela and America are now essentially collaborating. So it puts the United States in a very powerful position in the global oil market. Now, I do think that Trump needs to be thinking about closing this out and getting out, precisely because of what you said earlier about the midterms. Ultimately, midterms are decided, as elections are decided generally, by domestic issues. We would like to see oil prices continue to drop. We would like to see a big boost in global markets. We would like to see some prosperity at home. We want to see the effects of the Trump tax cuts kicking in. I'd like to see an unleashing of the technology of robotics and AI. In other words, there's a lot of good stuff coming down the pike, but some of it may not come fast enough to help us in the midterms. And so I think the administration needs to move its eye from the foreign policy sector more toward the domestic sector, deliver on some of the promises that they haven't delivered on. Mass deportations, we haven't had enough. Indictments of prominent Democrats, we haven't had enough. So there are things that Trump needs to do on the domestic front. I think some of the dissatisfaction with Trump internationally is coming from the sense of frustration that he hasn't done enough at home. And so I think he should focus his attention there in the next several months.
Yeah, I completely agree. Well then you've answered my question, because that was my question is, you know, if prolonging this war ends up losing us the midterms, because this is obviously a major issue. I mean, we just saw yesterday J.D. Vance had an event. He's getting heckled by people at a TPUSA event about Israel. I mean, this is what's on people's minds, and they're really not happy. And it's not just that it's the Iran war. It's that we're doing this while it feels like not a lot is getting done at home. So, yeah, my question was, would it be worth it to keep this going if it meant that we lost midterms? It seems like you've answered
no.
That. Well, go ahead.
It's not worth it. I agree with that. I don't think that we should sacrifice the midterms on the altar of the Iran war. I think that's what you're getting at. And yeah. I would say no. But I think that we can conclude this in a very successful way. We already have a lot to show for it. And I do think that we have severely weakened Iran as a power in the region and also as an international menace. And I also agree with you, and I think this is really where MAGA can come together, is I don't think that these are radical differences. There are differences of emphasis. There are differences on the, you know, what is the role that Israel is playing in this conflict. I think it's not as big as people think it is, and it's certainly not the case that the Israeli tail is wagging the American dog. But I do agree that I think that domestic issues are paramount.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, whether or not it's the truth, I think there's a lot of evidence to that. And that's just, you know, I think the outrage that people feel is that we really feel like we're up against the wall here. We really feel like the sort of the deadline for fixing America is rapidly approaching. And we're soon going to be past, you know, beyond the point of no return. And so sort of the frustration that we're going to war with Iran, seemingly at the behest of Israel, according to, you know, a lot of statements at the beginning, it's that frustration magnified by the fact that we feel like we're losing our last chance to rescue this country and things are really urgent right now. So it sounds like we agree on that. It sounds like we agree on the midterms at least, and that if this Iran war is putting that in jeopardy, there are better things to focus on. So I'm glad we agree on this. I was afraid this was going to be contentious, but I think we're more aligned than not.
I think for sure. Look, I think what's happened is that Part of the frustration of a lot of young people in particular is that this country seems to be putting everybody else at the top of the list and them at the very bottom of the list. And some of the hostility to Israel doesn't even come out of Israel per se. It's that this is part of a pattern. Like we've seen this in many other incarnations, and this is just the latest expression of some other foreign country, some elite, some pressure group is going to get priority. Their interests are paramount. My interests don't really matter. I do think that the whole Trump movement is aimed at convincing this significant part of the population, no, I'm here as the president to protect your interests. It's very important that Trump and the Republicans convey this message in the next several months.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why he got elected in the first place, because we are sick of this type of activity going on in our federal government. And that's where the sense of betrayal comes in, because it's like, we sent you to not do this, and here you are seemingly doing it. And of course, I got more blame to throw at the Republican Party. I'm not even that mad at Trump. I'm mad at the Republican Party even more so, because I feel like they've really failed in all of this. But I know you got to go. We could talk forever. Thank you so much for being with us, Dinesh D'Souza. Where can people find your latest article, The Real Estate President, Iran Nukes and Leverage, Trump's Foreign Policy Confuses the Left and Right, because we expect him to be ideological? Where can people find this article?
You can actually read it on my Substack. It's dineshdesouza.substack.com. And then just follow me on X at Dinesh D'Souza. I post my weekly show every Monday on X and also on Rumble and YouTube.
Well, thank you very much, sir, for joining us and giving us a little extra of your time.
Hey, always a pleasure.
All right. Thanks, sir. All right, folks, we're gonna move on a little bit, but I do want to tell you right now at thealexjonesstore.com, you can get CMOS and Shilajit together. It's a special offer. When you subscribe to the CMOS capsules, which are one of my favorite products that we have, CMOS and Shilajit, I mean, these two are like my everyday. I usually do the gummies, though, because it feels like a treat. But if you order them for delivery every month, you get your first month absolutely free. Or if you subscribe for the Shilajit gummies, you get the first month of CMOS capsules absolutely free. Okay. Oh, I get it. So if you subscribe to CMOS capsules, you get Shilajit free. If you subscribe to Shilajit, you get CMOS free. So it's your chance to get both products working together without paying full price. But this is a very limited time offer. CMOS is Irish CMOS. It's loaded with essential minerals your body needs for daily wellness, natural vitality, and overall support. Shilajit is a powerful natural compound used to support energy, stamina, performance, and recovery. And I always say, I mean, these two products are like literal magic. Like when you hear about how they are developed and how they were discovered, it's straight up something you'd hear in like Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter or something. Shilajit just spontaneously emerges out of mountain peaks. It's crazy. The Altai Mountains, the Himalaya Mountains, just disgorges this sort of tar, and the people who lived around it would notice that monkeys would eat it and be really energetic and like be running around. And so they discovered that this stuff is superfood, and it's incredibly powerfully packed with nutrients, and it's just like the best nutritional substance on earth, but it's got to be sourced the right way, and then it has to be filtered the right way. So we have the best filtering to make sure there's no heavy metals, there's no contaminants, there's no nothing. It's just the pure God-given manna from heaven, basically. Like, again, spontaneously emerges in mountain peaks. What more could you want? But of course, it's not just where and how it's created by God without explanation. It's the incredible power that it has. It's been recognized for centuries for the people in these areas. They've eaten it. We've just taken this natural compound, filtered it, purified it, made it so that's totally healthy, just the healthy stuff. But we take advantage of this just incredible spontaneously created substance, which is very similar to the Irish sea moss. The Irish sea moss, during the Irish famine, people were starving and sort of out of desperation. They're like, let's eat the sea moss. Let's see if that... And it turns out it's a superfood. It turns out something about the North Irish Sea creates this sea moss that is a superfood, that is like everything you could possibly need. It's actually saved tons of lives. During the Irish famine, they realized, well, there's this incredibly nutritious plant just spontaneously created in the ocean, washing up on shore. So again, we take it, we scrub it down, we filter out any impurities or imperfections and deliver to you just this God-given superfood magical potion that's just incredible. and you'll feel the difference. Shilajit gummies and sea moss capsules. You can get them together for extra discount today at thealexjonesstore.com. And of course, you're going to want to get any InfoWars branded merchandise now while you still can, since we will not be able to sell you that logo for much longer. Of course, the T3 iodine is incredible as well. Lots of great stuff. thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison if you want to let them know who sent you. And now we'll move on from the Iran stuff, even though I feel like a lot of this relates to it. But there's also a lot of American news to get into. And I'm always a little bit torn about these things because, for one thing, ignorance is bliss. And I'd rather not have to tell you about some of this stuff. Some of this stuff is just horrifying. And I guess if it was my goal just to, I don't know, get clicks or tantalize you or whatever, then I could just show you gruesome, horrifying videos all day, every day. Maybe that would work. I'm not really interested in that unless it goes along with some greater topic, right? Unless it is indicative of a wider trend that's occurring. Well, it's kind of hard to tell when that trend begins, right? If you've got a story today about an instance of something happening, and then that same thing happens next week, then it happens 3 weeks. It's like, is this a trend? Is this? But when something's happening every day, when it seems to be happening multiple times a day, when it seems to be indicative of a systematic program being run, I think we need to talk about it. And what we're talking about, what I'm talking about now, is the phenomenon, the trend, the civilization-destroying reality of the fact that people with criminal records a mile long, in some cases 100 convictions in 30 years of their life, are being let out onto the streets to kill people. And it's happening at a regular clip, almost as if it's on purpose. And it's one of these things that I find frustrating to cover because it's so obvious what's going on. And it's like, I don't even know how to explain it. But, you know, if there was some situation that, you know, oh, it's difficult to figure out what to do here. But in these situations, it's just, we have to throw these people in prison forever. That's it. That's just the answer. It's not complicated. It's not difficult to figure out. Things go so off the rails here. Any sort of, you know, liberty, any sort of vulnerability in our system just immediately gets hijacked and turned towards our destruction. So I can understand, theoretically, in extremely extenuating, unique, almost non-existent circumstances, people go insane and commit crimes because they are genuinely mad. They're genuinely insane. They do not know right and wrong. It usually, if this is the case, it's usually because they're on drugs or have some other like diagnosable mental illness. An example I would be like Rob Reiner. Okay, when you have, you know, this is like millionaire Hollywood elite family, and the son massacres the family. It's like, it's inexplicable. It's crazy. There's no reason to it. You can't. Okay, in certain circumstances, maybe like that, maybe, you know, in situations like that, or you got a guy who genuinely believes that he's like fighting demons and is just like stabbing children. It's just like insane. Okay, maybe in extenuating circumstances, you have this provision that says, look, this is a special circumstance. We can't really punish this guy in the normal way because he's not going to respond in the normal way. And when that's the case, it should be automatic life in a mental institution. Like, that's it. These have to be the options. Either you are sane enough to be held to account for your actions, or you cannot live in society. Why do I have to explain this? This is what I mean by, like, my frustration. Like, I don't even want to cover this stuff because what am I supposed to do? Sit here and be like, hey, when a woman lights her father on fire to kill him, don't let her out onto the street with my children. Do I need to explain this? Is this something that's complicated to figure out? Apparently so. So to me, it's not about this being a conspiracy necessarily. It's just a generalized insanity that we're currently having to deal with. And I don't know how we get people to overcome this. I just don't. If you don't immediately see how insane all of this is, what am I supposed to do? Explain it to you? When you have a guy who's been arrested, tried, and convicted 60 times, just imagine that. He's not 60 years old, so more than once a year, right? Let's say his habit of criminality has lasted 30 years. Every 6 months, this guy is costing the American taxpayer $50,000 because we have to arrest him, we have to hold him, we have to try him, we have to provide him a lawyer, we have to provide the state a lawyer, we have to convict him. We get the conviction, and then he's out on the street, and 6 months later, we go through it all again. What are we doing? And when are we not going to take it anymore? Because there's no, like, appealing to reason with this. If reason was applicable, it never would have been implemented in the first place. Mentally ill woman released by Nebraska courts kidnaps and slashes 3-year-old boy in the face at Walmart before hero cops shoot her. Now, honestly, they probably would have shot her before she slashed the child. Only, you know, they don't want to spend the rest of their life in jail, which may very well have happened. This is, again, the real danger. I was thinking about this yesterday. The story cropped up again. There was a story last year, the year before, of it was a black guy went into a hospital and he was like trying to stab a baby. He was in the newborn wing, the like delivery wing of the hospital where the expectant mothers and the newborn babies are. And he like went insane and was trying to strangle a baby and the baby turned blue. Do y'all remember that? And at the time it was like, the problem is if anybody had, he was acting erratic and he was being all crazy and nobody called the cops. He's in a hospital with a bunch of newborn babies acting like an insane person, and everybody's too scared to call the cops because it was after George Floyd had been killed, and it was like, oh, well, until they stab a baby, you can't call the cops or else you're racist, and you'll lose your job. And literally, I mean, the woman, before she stabs the kid, if the cop shoots her dead and her family gets the NAACP and whoever else to come along and sue the department or demand an investigation— then suddenly, you know, the cop himself is getting the Derek Chauvin treatment and being stabbed multiple times in the federal penitentiary as he serves out his 18-year sentence, right? So that's going through his mind, making him delay the correct action for just that split second necessary for her to permanently scar a child. Suspect accused of choking two infants after forcing his way into Odessa hospital nursery. Again, he was acting erratic and being crazy for multiple minutes before actually attacking, and finally the cops called. But they were afraid to call the cops because it was a black guy, and you can't call the cops on black guys until they actually try to kill you, in which case you better have it on camera. Schizophrenic woman who slashed toddler in Omaha Walmart parking lot previously found not guilty by reason of insanity. How is that a thing? How is that a thing? Not guilty by reason of insanity means you're admitting you're incapable of understanding the consequences of your actions and you should be locked up for life. Anybody saying that they're insane in court, the only reaction should be that they get life in prison. That's it. That's the only way to deal with this. So this is what I mean. It starts off with like, okay, maybe there's this extenuating circumstance where this dude's insane. We can't put him in with the regular criminals and we can't just put him away for 5 years. He's crazy. We better, you know, circumvent this whole trial thing and just send him to a mental hospital since everybody acknowledges he's crazy and his act was an act of insanity. And then you take that, you stretch it, you warp it, you manipulate it to where the crime itself is seen as evidence of insanity. In other words, the guy who killed Irina Zarutska is not going to trial because he's been declared insane. I guess because who would stab a random person? They must be insane. Anybody who just stabs a random person, they must be crazy because only a crazy person would stab a random person. So this guy's sitting on a train with a bunch of black people for multiple minutes until a pretty young white girl gets on. Then he gets up, walks past several black people once again to stab the white girl, and walks around the train saying, "I got that white girl." But he was just crazy. He didn't know what he was doing. He just happened to target a specific type of person, just like all these people are a specific type of person. Just like every day we see another example of a young, attractive, upstanding white person just murdered in cold blood out of the blue by a random black person, many of whom have been in prison multiple times, dozens of times in some cases. Some who were guilty of the most insane, violent, extreme acts, some cases against their own family, but because they say they're insane, they just get let out. They get let out. Again, do I need to explain to you why that is nonsense? Like, what are we doing here? All I can tell you is that this is what's happening, and the judges have to pay the price for it. It's not necessarily the rabid dog that I blame for biting my child. It's the judge who threw him into the preschool with my child and then locked the door. That's the person I blame. That's the person who should be held to account for this. And I am continually amazed at the mercy and patience of the American people, because I would have a different reaction personally if somebody in my life was seriously hurt or murdered by somebody who was just let out on the street. I'd be killing everyone. I'm just being honest with you. I don't know. Maybe people are more, they believe in our system, our glorious society here. But like, do you understand that people are only going to be pushed for so long? And once that happens, it's a feedback loop that doesn't end. So when I'm saying this, it's not a threat by any means, nor is it an encouragement for anybody else doing it. It is a stark and desperate warning for the people who run our Justice Department that, like, this can't go on much longer. This is beyond unacceptable. Maybe it hits me different because I have a 3-year-old child. But bring up the image again. Bring up the image of this insane demon woman with a butcher knife stabbing a 3-year-old who doesn't even know what the hell's going on. The kid's like looking over his shoulder. He's stuck in a shopping cart looking for his mom. Meanwhile, this literal demon witch is going at him with a butcher's knife. Be a rude awakening for this kid of what the real world is like nowadays. You know, Donald Trump is very concerned about NATO. He's desperate to acquire Greenland. We're going to war in Iran so that Israel can steal Lebanon. And meanwhile, this is what Walmart looks like at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday in the middle of America. A woman in Omaha slashed a child during an attempted kidnapping in a Walmart parking lot before she was shot and killed by police. It was just 1 year ago that 31-year-old Noam Guzman was charged to be a danger, ruled to be a danger to herself and others. The child, Kyler, underwent surgery at Children's Nebraska and is recovering. Police were called to Walmart around 9:20 a.m. When they arrived, they found Guzman holding a knife to the toddler, just 3 years old. The child in a shopping cart had been taken from inside the store after Guzman threatened the caregiver with a knife and forced them outside. The knife she had was stolen, and she cut the child on his face and arm. Officers gave Guzman verbal commands, to which she did not respond. They later said it was not known why Guzman approached the child or harmed him. Oh, well, maybe she was just insane. You know, maybe it would be like mean to put her in. We should let her go. She didn't have a reason to stab a child, so that's evidence she's insane. We can't convict her. That'd be mean. So I guess we have to let her go. I guess, right? She lit her father on fire a year ago, and they let her out because she was insane. Why? Why do we do this? Why is this a thing? Why do I have to report on it? And when are we going to stop putting up with it? When are we going to stop putting up with judges letting out feral dogs into our preschools? Because it's up to us. We're letting it happen.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramethylenestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.